Another episode of the TCast. I am your host, TJ Tulloch. You can check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I think I said that right. Yeah, check. Yeah, okay. Like Facebook, follow Twitter. Okay, we got it. Today, once again, back. We're completing the trilogy of interviews because this would be Return of the Jedi. Back again with my favorites, Natalie Watson and Corey T. Bear. And you guys aren't just my favorites because you may be the only guests I've had so far on the podcast. I genuinely like you guys, even though I've never met Corey. So, in person. You sound like you have a very nice voice, okay?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah. I like you, from what I know. Maybe when we meet in person, we'll hate each other, but I highly doubt that.
I know, you never know. It's one of life's little mysteries. I'm enjoying the ride. I don't...
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the destination.
Unless, I doubt it very much. I think you guys will really like each other.
I'm sure we will. You know, I'm excited because you guys just said this is the first time we've done an interview where you're not by the side of the road trying to hear what I'm saying. And also, the one I'm looking forward to is when we all meet in person and it's not over a conference call phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
That will be weird.
It'll be kind of freaky. I don't know
what
to
say.
Yeah, super uncomfortable.
Yeah. Just okay. Hey guys, what's up?
Okay.
Did you guys watch The Bachelorette last night? That's all we talk about.
Oh God!
Oh my God! So how are you guys? You guys are in Calgary now, right?
Yeah, we just got to Calgary. I'll let you take
it. Yeah, we're in Cowtown. It's great. You know what's awesome about it is we're billeted with my parents because I grew up in Calgary. So there is a really nice thing about waking up in a house where you're not kind of tiptoeing around.
My last billet in Winnipeg, it's like, I felt like you're tiptoeing. You just left all the time. Like, a dog would bark at you the whole time. I never cooked anything there.
Smells like cat piss.
No, but it's a very damp basement, and just like I felt like I was sick sleeping there.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, so now to sleep and wake and like sleep in and wake up and that's eat something in the house.
That sounds amazing. Okay. First of all, I got a question. Does Winnipeg suck as much as I've heard?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
To clarify, the Winnipeg Fringe Festival is amazing.
Yeah.
The Fringe Festival is it is the second biggest in Canada, and it's like fantastic to be there and to be
is
part of
it. Is it really the second biggest in Canada?
Yeah.
But it is dumpy. It is a dumpy city.
It is stabby.
It's just, what is so bad about it? I've heard everything from like there are huge bugs in Manitoba to like it's just not fun. That's what I've heard.
There's a lot of bugs. There's a lot of homeless people and a lot of stab wounds.
Yeah, a lot of people. Everyone mugs each other, and it's just this.
We literally, the Fringe Festival emailed all the performers saying if you have a car, do not leave it on the street or do not leave anything in it because it will get broken into.
No way. That really?
Like, we've heard that before we got there. Like, do not park your car anywhere with anything inside of it.
Yeah. Multiple performers have had their cars broken into, their windows smashed. One of our friends, Tara, she actually had to run home one night because she was being chased.
No.
And I'm like,
this year?
Yeah, this year.
What?
Yeah, she got chased. It was like, it's just tough.
One of our friends that we're following, he got like surrounded and like they had his bag and like asked him what he had in there and shit.
Yeah. It's a sketchy place, TJ.
What? And this is just like, were you guys in a seedy part of Winnipeg? Like, I'm curious.
Well, I think we were in the worst part, but it's kind of like the downtown core.
It's just all of Winnipeg, I'd say.
And they told us never to walk home alone. We did a couple times. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I did one night, and I will never do that again.
Yeah, but you guys also had a bunch of camera equipment with you because you're shooting a doc. I mean, how did that, like, so you guys didn't have any trouble at all? It's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with my DSLR or whatever I'm shooting with, la, 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 la. Like, were you whistling?
Well, besides that one night, like, that I walked home by myself, which was very stupid of me, other than that, I always got walked home by someone. So I felt safe with all the gear because I knew I was walking with someone. But, yeah, not the wisest thing to do.
We kept all the equipment at their billet's place. Natalie and Nancy, I was billeted separately because I was doing my show there.
Yeah.
And including my camera. Mm-hmm. My camera was with them, so we decide when we need them both, and then they bring them down.
Yeah.
Of them, like, carrying around 24/7.
Oh, wow. Jeez. So, like, okay, one other question I have. Just, it's kind of random. When you walk home alone, do you sing to yourself? Because I swear to God,
Not in Winnipeg.
Not in Winnipeg? Like, you just don't want to alert people. It's like the zombie apocalypse out there.
Right, not exist.
Oh. Yeah, you're constantly looking around you, like, is there anyone nearby?
Oh.
Do I need to run?
TJ.
Yes.
We have a story for you. Remember last time you said, what's the lowest low? And Natalie said, I don't have one yet.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened to me yet.
And then it did.
Oh.
And the first thing we thought... We jinxed it.
I jinxed myself. I asked for this because clearly my lowest point was just around the corner. So between Toronto and Winnipeg, we stopped over in Manitoulin Island to interview this clown duo, Mump and Smoot, who are...
pretty big Fringe successes back in the 90s and the early 2000s.
They kind of started off the Fringe. They're a big deal. They're probably one of our most... Yeah, I'd say one of our most important interviews to get for this documentary.
And you guys had mentioned them on the last cast, I think. You were talking about interviewing these clowns.
Yeah, they're like a huge, like, very well-known Canadian clown duo, and they got their start at the Fringe, and they've done so much more since then.
And have now, yeah, created a name for themselves and have a farm out on Manitoulin Island where they have performers come out and do workshops with them at the farm. So we lucked out and we were able to get an interview with them.
We drove like hours out of the way to this island to get one interview with them when they were both there because they're never there together.
They're never there together and we got them. We just happened to luck out and they were both there on these 2 days. And so we were like, great, like, we'll go and get their interview. So we go over to the farm or on the first day that we're there. We luck out. They're like, yeah, we've got time right now to do this interview. So we shoot this incredible interview with them. They're awesome. We have so much fun with them. It's great. So we leave the farm and we're like, great, we can leave early tomorrow morning and start our trip early to Winnipeg. So we get home and we've been doing these vlogs for Volkswagen. Nancy's been kind of filming some stuff for Volkswagen that we send out these videos to them. And so she had wanted to film one right when we got back to the house. And so I pulled the memory card out from the interview that we had just done. And I put it into my computer and I'm looking through the interview and I'm like, great, looking at it, just checking out that everything's good. Looks great. Corey comes in, he's like, hey, I need a memory card to shoot Nancy's vlogs on. I'm like, awesome. So I pull out another memory card from this kind of folder I have, and I put it in and check everything on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, perfect. Corey can use this memory card. He can erase everything on this one. Mm-hmm. So just without, you know, checking, I look down at, like, I don't know if I was just busy talking, but I grabbed the memory card next to me. And I hand it to Corey, and I'm like, yeah, you can format. I'm like, you can format this. You can delete everything on it. He's like, great. He takes it outside, formats it, deletes everything. And I click on the memory card that's in my computer, and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is footage I was just looking at. This is the footage that Corey should be deleting. Oh, my God, I gave Corey the memory card with the interview with Mump and Smoot that we just happened to get. That we're so lucky. I'm honestly, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? No, I freaked out, TJ. So in a panic, Nancy's like, hey, let's go back to the farm and see if they're still there and see if we can get another interview with them. Mm-hmm. So we drive back to the farm.
It's just embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Go back.
No, like,
this
we had
a young 2-person film crew and we're like, hey, by the way, we erased everything we did.
Yeah, and so it felt stupid also just because, I think we've been so lucky up until that point. Like, everything had been going so smoothly, and we've been so good about everything, and so it was one of those moments where I was just like, this would never, like, this can't happen. And so anyways, we show up, and they're like, we can't do the interview now, but if you come back tomorrow morning, at like 9:30, we can, you know, or 8:30, we can get the interview done. And we're like, thank you so much.
Yeah, so we got it again.
So we went back the next morning. We got the interview. It actually was, it was a blessing in disguise because the footage actually looked better than the footage we had gotten the night before.
But the first like 5 minutes, I didn't like because I was asking the same questions and they're like, okay, have we answered this already?
Yeah.
It felt like I was just like, so I was trying to find different ways to word it. But it turned out really good. They were awesome.
Yeah, it turned out a lot better. And so they were really happy. But it was just like, I honestly was like, I said to TJ I hadn't hit a low point. And this is my fucking low point.
I'm glad that's awesome. I'm happy that, as sad as that is, part of me is like sadistically happy that it happened. Because, I mean, you know, you got it out of the way. That's the good news.
Hopefully,
so it's gonna
hopefully it's not just like now it's a chain reaction.
Yeah, the car goes on, sets on fire, just everything. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not going to jinx anything anymore. I don't trust myself. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, I'm not going to lie. The equipment I have here, it's not state-of-the-art, but it gets the job done. I like to think of myself as the Millennium Falcon of podcasts, you know? She'll make the Kessel run in 12 parsecs, but it's falling apart at the seams sometimes. So, no. I got you back now. But, no, you're right. It's good, no. It's good. I'm glad you guys got the interview. I'm glad you guys got better stuff, or eventually better stuff and better looking stuff at least. How's Calgary, though, compared to, well, Winnipeg or the rest of the thing? How was Winnipeg in general, actually? How was the festival itself?
The festival was amazing. The city actually, like, it's like one of the biggest thing that happens there, and everybody just goes out and everybody goes to Fringe, and yeah, it had a really good vibe. It had a giant outdoor festival, and then like the bar that everyone goes to at night was super fun. Like all the artists were there every night. Show wise, we also did our show there, and it just did really good.
Nice,
way better than Montreal, so that's good.
Nice. Is that your final date for the for your show? Are you done now? Are you focusing, or do you have a couple more places you're going to release it in?
We're also doing Edmonton, the big old one.
Oh,
and then
nice.
Edmonton's done with my company, but yeah, Calgary is just the documentary. Edmonton is both, and then the last three cities, two cities.
Yeah,
last two cities is just the documentary.
We're actually on Sunday leaving to go to Saskatoon for a couple days just to get some footage of the Saskatoon Fringe. And then we're back in Calgary on Tuesday. So we're just doing a quick trip out there. We're following two of the groups out there and then heading back to Calgary until I think the 11th or 12th. And then we head off to Edmonton. So
it must, you were saying how nice it is to sleep in. How nice is it to get sleep, period, right now? I mean, I've asked this every time, but are you...
Honestly, I didn't sleep at all in Winnipeg. I probably got an average of maybe 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night in Winnipeg, just because I also was out and enjoying my time there. So I'd be filming all day and out with everybody at night. So I'd get home at like 4 every night, and then I'd be back up to go do interviews around 10 or 11. So
yeah, just interviews at 10 or 11, not waking up. That was a hard thing. Everybody would go out and be like, come on, stay up. But then, like, me and Natalie were waking up at, like, 9 a.m. to go do a 10 a.m. interview.
And everybody else gets to sleep in until, like, noon or 1 because their show isn't until that evening. So
I think I got more sleep than I did in Montreal. Montreal was rough for me.
Montreal
was pretty rough.
Oh, dear.
So it still kind of sucks. So now it's just, like, yeah, it's been two nights, and it's just, like, some of the best night sleeps I've had in a while.
Yeah, and the awesome thing, TJ, is next week, Corey's, what would I call it? I don't know what to call him. I want to say partner.
My business partner, my best friend.
His best friend is the other guy in his show. Mm-hmm. Tony is joining us, and so is Randy Strickland.
Oh, wow.
She's also joining us. Mm-hmm. So my house is going to be full. It's going to be five of us, because Randy's coming up to Edmonton with us to help shoot the Edmonton Fringe.
Because
it's such a big fringe we need. And because Corey's doing his show, we need some more hands to help out. And then Tony's coming out because he's doing the show with Corey in Edmonton. So we're all we're all going to be out here.
So the band is going to be together. That's pretty awesome. Are you? That's got to be exciting. You haven't seen anyone. Have you guys seen? Well, I mean, aside from your parents, you haven't really seen anyone this summer, have you, Nat? Like from school?
I did a brief. I actually was just in Vancouver for a few days. I was just there pretty quick. So I did see Randy. I got to see Kelsey Furlong and Cody Nelson. I saw Vishal. And yeah, I got to see a couple people, but I was pretty much in and out of Vancouver and then back here. So
nice. Very cool. Very cool. So you decided not to say hi, basically, is what you're saying. You decided to snub me, and you know, no, that's cool. That's cool. I don't care.
Oh man, listen,
yeah. Hey,
DJ.
Corey, we're gonna hang out, because apparently, Natalie likes to ditch people. That's cool. And just abandon them, but that's all right.
Natalie, when she went to the wedding,
it's not awkward. I'm not gonna cry.
Me and Nancy had to drive all alone for 10 hours.
Oh,
15 hours. 15-hour drive, just the two of us.
Jeez.
But the hardest part was after the Mumford Smoot interview, we did a 20-hour drive to Winnipeg.
Oh, my God.
Between the three of us. And we did it straight.
That's just got to be a grind, too, because you know there's no payoff because you're driving to Winnipeg. Like, it's like, you know, like, most of the time on, like, a journey. It's not like going to, like, L.A. or something like that, or, like, doing a road trip to California. It's like, you know, where you kind of get excited at the end and you're still having fun on the journey. I mean, you're probably still having fun on the journey here, but then it's like, yeah, but we're going to Winnipeg. You know, like, even the name, you're just like, I'm sorry. Watch, I probably get a job out there as, like, some beat reporter or some weatherman. This is just going to come back to haunt me somehow.
I woke up and we had just, like, gotten into Winnipeg. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to be.
I woke up the second day and had fucking pink eye from my Phillips color. And I was like, after that, I didn't use their blankets or their pillows. I used my sleeping bag as my pillow and blanket. I laid my head on it and then wrapped the rest around me.
Oh, that's awesome. You know you're having fun when. Oh, yeah. Dear. But, okay, so when do you guys hit Van City? Like, you've got, after this, you said you got Saskatoon. There's, what is it? There's Calgary. You said you have...
Oh, yeah, Calgary, Saskatoon, back to Calgary for a little bit, then Edmonton, Victoria, and then we're ending off in Vancouver. So we get to Vancouver early September.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a road trip, I gotta be honest with you. That's exciting. So, when do you want to have the film done by?
We keep saying ideally next spring to be able to bring it to Fringe festivals and screen it there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're going to have 3 months of footage. So to look through it, then edit it, then all the posts. So ideally spring, but that's...
That might be
a lot of post work.
But yeah, I would really like it if we could get it out in the spring.
Okay, cool. Now, one other question I do have, and this is just something I've been curious about. You said there's been a lot of... you know, partying and enjoying. Is it basically like the Olympic Village, this Fringe Festival? Is it like the Olympic Village for, like, you know, theater buffs where everyone's just kind of hooking up? I'm just curious. Like, is this what's happening on the Fringe, or is there a different sort of... am I complete?
Well, Natalie might have a different view than me, but I... We know we were talking about this. I don't know what your view, but I was talking about this with some people, and it's actually not like that, because a lot of people are in relationships, so everybody's just having fun. Like, I'm in a relationship, and yeah, so I go out, drink, and then walk home with Tony.
I think there's more than we're aware of. I've heard quite a few stories from other artists.
Okay.
Just, like, the Fringe in general, not even just this year, but on the Fringe in general. I would say, yeah, there's probably more than we know.
So you guys are still outsiders, and there's this, like, secret subculture of just speakeasies where people just, like, go and, like, hey, what's up?
All the theater people, everybody knows each other, and everybody, like, sees each other all the time. It's, like, kind of like a family, so it's, like, nobody, if there is anything going on, nobody's, like, open about it.
Yeah.
Like, people are, like, sneaking around. I don't know, it's weird.
Even though,
but everybody knows. It's, like, everybody's... in a relationship except a few single people, so you know they're probably doing something, but they still keep it secret.
So it's like high school.
They don't want to be those. Yeah, it's like high school.
And there's been some great stories told, which we've got some of them on camera. And I plan to get more because there's some great stories. Because there's, you know, like the volunteers, the technicians, the artists, the audience members. There's a lot of intermingling that goes on. And I think that it's my goal to find some really good stories and have people tell them, maybe without names, obviously, to protect people's identity. But I think there's probably some really good stories out there that need to be put in the film.
Well, you know, you can always feel free to share them. If they're not suitable for film, they're always suitable for a podcast, and you can always take out some names.
That's very true, yeah.
You're aware of this, so we can call them, like, Fran and Mr. X or something. You know, I don't know. Like, we can just, yeah, or something. We can, like, make up names, all right? But yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you guys are having a blast. I'm jealous. I spent 1 week house sitting cats. That's been like one of the highlights of my summer. So that and these conversations. So congratulations on having a way awesomer summer than me. Slow clap.
Cats are pretty cool too.
Cats are pretty great.
No, they're Kelsey's cats and they suck. Sorry.
You were house-sitting Kelsey's cats?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it was a joy. I'm not gonna lie. And then it was fun. I didn't complain. I was just like, what up? The weird thing is though with cats, like I'm partially allergic. I'm not full blown allergic. So they already kind of like agitate me if they get too close. But with Kelsey's cats, and I'm just gonna say this real quick, I know it's probably boring radio, but like I will fall asleep on the bed, okay? I'll wake up in the middle of the night not being able to breathe, and then I'll just hear this. And I'm like, what is that? Is that like a tyrannosaur that's like, am I back in Jurassic Park? And then I'll look, and there are these two eyes, like, staring me right in the face, wanting something from me, and it's Kelsey's cat. And then, out of nowhere, I'm like, okay, and then I'll try and, like, pet it, and then it headbutts me. Like, full-on, like, full contact, helmet-to-helmet, like, just hits me in the dome. I don't understand cats. Anyway, sorry, that was... I've had a...
More than a pet.
It wants
you to cuddle it.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, it's just love.
I just want it to fear me. That's all I want. Fair enough. Unfortunately, I'm not ready to commit to that cat yet. So,
fair enough.
Anyway, my point being is, you guys are out mingling with like theater elitists and getting almost mugged in Winnipeg and having a blast in Montreal and meeting clowns in Ontario. So much fun, guys. So glad that you could have a good time. And I look forward to hearing more. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully we can check in at Edmonton. It's going to be super, super crazy, but if we can find a time, there'll probably be a lot going on.
Yeah, Edmonton would be great.
Well, let me know. And once again, you guys, you want to give a plug for your Twitters and your tweets and your Twitter handles?
Corey forgets his Twitter every time.
No, I know it. You know what? No, follow him on Twitter at Corey T. Bear. And you spell Bear, B-E-A-R. You'll be able to find it. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's at Natalie L. Watson.
Yes, that's right. So, Natalie L. Watson.
And I just started a YouTube channel playlist. It's called On the Fringe. And it's attached to my account, and it's gonna, like, right now I've got about, I think, 4 videos up, and I'm gonna keep adding to that, just sort of clips from footage we've taken along the way. So yeah, keep an eye out for that.
Alright, well, Facebook me the link and I'll post it on the podcast site, okay?
For sure.
Sounds good. Alright guys, well, that's it. That's it for the cast. Thank you so much once again for joining us. We'll check in when you guys are in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Thanks, TJ.
Yeah. All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Once again, that was Natalie Watson and Corey T. Bear. They are doing their documentary On the Fringe. It's onthefringedoc.com. pretty sure that's the documentary name. I might fix it up. Anyways, that's it for me. Guys, have a week. Bombe sail, bombe tell you to run. Oh boy. Oh boy. The moment to see, moment to young.